should be live now, Dave.
I'll now call the meeting of Tane County Board of Adjustments to order at this time. And Scott, would you give us the roll call?
Yes, Dave Clementson.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Bob Hanselon.
Present.
Mark Weiss.
Here.
David Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, fine. Would you like to give us the governing set or the explanation of the public hearing tonight?
Yes, sir. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear variance requests. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are addressed to the board and not anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case will be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you, Scott.
And, yes.
Bob, would you read us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you. Tonight's agenda before you, we have a request for a reconsideration or a rehearing. Is it a reconsideration or a rehearing?
Request for reconsideration.
All right. It was a request for a reconsideration filed in writing within the prescribed 7 days.
Yes.
And did the representative or developer appear at the meeting?
Yes, I believe so.
And can the party demonstrate that a manifest injustice would result if the request for reconsideration is not granted?
Well, we didn't receive any information until just before the meeting, so I can't answer that
one. As you can see, we have a full board. Last meeting, we had only three members, and at the option of Mr. Schuler, he decided to go ahead and have the case heard with us three. It was denied for the variance request, and primarily he has 3.86 acres, which he bought in 1999 or 2000, has a house. He wanted to split it to a two-acre parcel for his with his house, and an acre, 1.86 acres left on the remaining one. The variance request was for to relief from the two-acre requirement that he have no-lot split would occur unless you had at least 2 acres, because he did not have a access to a public septic system. And it was on that ruling that the case was denied, because he could not, he did not have the 2 acres left out of the original 3.84. I believe his only answer for hardship was the fact that his realtor said that a 2 acre parcel would sell a whole lot better, and he was having difficulty selling it as one parcel. And that was the hardship that he was asking for relief. Now, this is a relative policy within the county code, and it very, I don't know if we've ever gone against a relative policy, but that's for this body to hear. And Mr. Motley, you presented us with a letter. I'm not sure the letter addresses a hardship requirement in here that
I don't see any
would
evidence.
Create 2 acres on this 1.86 acres that he's requesting to have a lot split. Yes, you can. No, don't have to be sworn in. We're not in. We're not hearing this case.
No,
we're just hearing the facts as you might make us aware. You might give us a summary of what your reasonings are.
I appear before you tonight. I contacted Mr. Atchley, and he is not here, but I contacted him Monday and spoke with him. My understanding from speaking with him was I was not to bring up to this board the issues in the prior hearing, that I was only appearing to ask this board if they would grant Mr. Schuler the right to reappear and present his case on a hearing date that I believe he had stated was August the 15th. Now, I did not specifically, because I did not want to get into the specifics of the case if you all were not going to grant the reconsideration, because I thought that would overly complicate things. The only issue I'm coming to you this afternoon or this evening and asking is that Mr. Schuler be given the right to reappear to properly present his case. And the basis for that is fairly simple, and it's, I apologized to Mr. Schuler when I walked in, because I told him, I said, I'm going to make you out to be someone who doesn't know what they're doing. Mr. Schuler's a layperson. The term hardship to him meant something completely different than it might to someone who understands what the development code means, or to a real estate person, to an attorney, to someone involved with the legal system. His definition of hardship and how that applies and how you folks apply it in reading the development code, they didn't mesh up. He did not properly explain it. He didn't give you what I believe is his best evidence. He had it in his possession. He had the ability to do it. I'm not going to deny that he didn't. He just didn't do it because he didn't understand. Through no fault of his, and I explained this in the letter, our schedules haven't meshed up. He's had a couple of issues with one issue with his mother, where he was not able to speak with me until Monday, at which point I talked to Mr. Atchley. In talking to Mr. Schuler and asking him how he understood hardship and what I believe that he told you, and I think I've looked at the minutes that were presented, there were some questions asked to him about, I think, Chairman Clemenson, you may have asked him, was it a grant or was it were you granting a privilege, or were you, was this some, you know, something other than that? And I looked at his response, at least as evidenced by the minutes. It was pretty clear to me, not only did he not answer your question, he didn't even address it, which led me to believe that he probably didn't understand what you were asking. Now,
as
I'm sitting here, I got Mr. Schuler behind me, and I'll certainly let any of you folks ask him questions, but The request is fairly simple, just to reappear and to be properly able to present to you the evidence that he has, that I think he has. And if you choose to deny it at that point, after he's had that opportunity to properly present the evidence, then I think he's put his best foot forward. That's what he's asking for.
All right. Well, I wanted to allow this because we had two members that were not here. And since this is a full board and takes a three favorable votes for a rehearing request to be approved, that's why I've allowed this much conversation regarding
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mark?
Wanted to make a comment. I remember clearly when I asked Mr. Schuler about the hardship, and I think what Mr. Motley has explained to us today is exactly what happened. I don't think he understood the type of hardship that I was asking about. And, you know, for that reason, I think just being able to rehear it with proper representation would be doing everybody the proper service.
All right. Would you like to make a motion, or would there be any other discussion?
I wanted to see if there's discussion first.
I'd like to, if I may.
Discussion. David?
Is there any new evidence? Or is it going to be just presenting the same with better verbiage?
I believe Mr. Schuler had the ability to present things to you that didn't get presented, so I'm not going to tell you that it's new evidence because he had it. He didn't give it to you is what I believe. I don't want to mislead you and tell you there's something that he has now that he didn't have. He didn't communicate it to you. That's simple fact.
Was Mr. Schuler given the opportunity to postpone to another meeting when all five of us were present?
That I do not know. I know as Chairman Clemenson mentioned that at the meeting where the three were present, mm-hmm. he was given the option. Mr. Schuler said that he gave that up because he felt that the three that were here would make the decision. So I can't answer your question. Mr. Schuler might be able to, but I can't answer that, sir.
So you didn't listen to the transcript?
I tried to, and the link that he sent me, it threw me to a dead spot, and he sent it to somebody else, and it still threw me to a dead spot, and I could not get to it.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion for reconsideration for Mr. Schuler.
All right. Motion been made for reconsideration to be allowed. Would I hear a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion made and seconded to approve reconsideration for Mr. Schuler. Any further discussion?
Do you think we should give him the reconsideration because he has counsel now and representation?
I think the reason is it truly wasn't understood, and there might be things that weren't discovered by us that would have been if there was a complete understanding of the process. My hardship question and one of Mr. Clemenson's questions to him as well.
While on the other hand, the relative policy is still 2 acres, it didn't say plus or minus 2 acres or approximately 2 acres. It says 2 acres, regardless of what the hardship that might be coming forth. We still deal with a less than 2 acre requirement for the lot split because of the septic system not being on a central sewer system or having it available to him.
Right. And I feel like that decision, just reading the minutes, and was sound. I don't feel comfortable with making an exception because somebody may not have understood what they were here for. Because that would... I mean, then down the road, somebody could say, well, I didn't understand. I mean, we're... when there's no basis for the rehearing,
I think
except
that,
for I didn't understand. Sorry, go ahead.
No, pardon me. What I was going to say is I think the difference is one we might believe and one we might not. I just happen to believe that there wasn't as good of communication as there might have been if we were speaking the same language. And it's simply, and it may not be approved the next time, but I was thinking it would be serve justice for that opportunity and for us to give him the opportunity to have a proper presentation.
Okay, I'll call for the vote then. Mark, you made the motion. How would you vote? For?
For, yes.
Tom?
For.
David?
Negative, against.
Bob?
Against.
And the chairman would also vote against the rehearing.
Thank you.
You do have the course to go to the circuit court.
Understood. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next report is on Meyer Land Development Company, LLC.
Gail signed up.
And Scott, would you give us a staff report? I presume if there was there be anybody else besides Gail speaking on behalf?
Probably not.
All right, you can. Since you're the Meyer Land, we'll let you sign in as that way, Gail.
I'm sorry. I thought it was assumed I was probably.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, Scott.
All right. Hearing date, July 18th. We've got case number 2012-3V. Applicant is Meyer Land Development Company and Meyer Land LLC. The applicant, the Meyer Land Development Company and Meyer Land LLC, is requesting a right-of-way width variance from the provisions of Section 5, Subdivision of Land of the Taney County Development Guidance Code in order to allow for 20-foot wide right-of-ways on all streets within the Whisper Cove subdivision that are maintained by the Property Owners Association. All of the land area except Parcel 8 as approved on the master plan. The applicant is also requesting a variance from Section 9, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks of the Development Guidance Code concerning front and side lot setbacks in order to make an allowance for a 20-foot front lot setback and a 5-foot side lot setback in the parcels approved for both the existing townhomes and the townhomes yet to be constructed. Parcels 4, 5, 6, and 7 as approved on the master plan. The location. The subject's property is a portion of the Whisper Cove subdivision located predominantly on Blue Lake Drive and Splendor View Road off Santa Fe, which adjoins State Highway 265. This is an aerial of the property right here. And then the next one is a zoomed in view. And while we're on this, this is Section 8 right here that has been platted. The background and site history of this is the subject's property is the Whisper Cove subdivision, which was approved by the Planning Commission via Division 3 permit number 2006, number 26. This is a Division 3 decision of record authorized the development of 56 acres, which was to consist of 12 estate lots, 130 townhomes, 192 condo units, dry dock storage, a chapel, and a clubhouse. At this time, two townhome buildings, which is four townhome units, have been constructed. Currently, utilities are in place for 32 additional townhome buildings, 64 townhome units, with the roads being complete for 19 additional buildings, which would be 38 townhome units. The 12 estate lots were previously platted and filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office on September 21, 2007. It's Parcel 8, as indicated on the enclosed master plan. For a number of years, per the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, duplexes, or townhomes were only allowed by the Planning Commission in instances where each unit was held in a condominium style of ownership, with all of the common elements being owned and maintained by a condominium association. On March 15, 2012, the Taney County Commission approved a series of amendments to the Development Guidance Code defining the term duplex and allowing duplex units to be held in whole ownership so long as all of the adopted requirements are adhered to. This is an overview of the master plan. The platted area, we'll call like block or section 8, was right here. Block 4, 5, 6, and 7 are the ones that we're talking about today. General description of the applicant: the Meyerland Development Company and Meyerland LLC is requesting a 30-foot road right-of-way width variance from the provisions of Section 5, Subdivision of Land, of the Taney County Development Guidance Code in order to allow for 20-foot wide right-of-ways on all the streets within Whisper Cove subdivision, with the exception of the road right-of-way serving the 12 estate lots, which are already platted and filed with the Recorder of Deeds on September 21st, 2007, and that's Parcel 8 as indicated on the master plan. The applicant is also requesting a 5-foot front lot variance from Section 9, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks in order to make an allowance for a 20-foot front lot setback. Finally, the applicant is requesting a 2-foot side lot variance in order to allow for a 5-foot side lot setback in the parcels approved for both the existing townhomes and the future townhome buildings yet to be constructed. Those are parcels 4, 5, 6, and 7 as approved on the master plan from the previous slide. In a review, the Taney County, it has been generally accepted the practice to allow for the platting of a condominium-style ownership development served by easements that are less than 50 foot in width and buildings that do not meet the minimum setback requirements of the Development Guidance Code. Because each of the lots is held by the condominium association as common property, the applicant has requested road right-of-way width and front and side lot setback variances in order to allow for the platting and recording of the townhome duplex portion of the Whisper Cove subdivision as the whole ownership development. The granting of the right-of-way width and setback variances will not change the original Division 3 approval. The topography and the existing installed utilities and infrastructure would preclude changes to the subdivision layout.
Thank you. Would you go back to that previous slide?
This one?
Yes. And read that last line again.
The topography and the existing installed utilities and infrastructure would preclude changes to the subdivision layout.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. I'd like for those that are speaking tonight on behalf of this case, stand and I'll swear you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the help of God?
I do.
Thank you. And your name?
My name's Gail Meyer.
Gail, I've also got a video if the chairman would like to watch it.
Yes,
Okay. It may be lengthy. We might buzz through it.
Pardon me.
Nope, that's all right.
Is that the main entrance coming in?
Mm-hmm. You want Gail to try to explain anything while he's watching it?
He's sworn in, so if you'd like to impart your wisdom.
Well, we just went through the gates down to the townhomes, and so we're going down the first hill. Over to the left, you can see the electrical boxes where there's infrastructure in that could be future townhomes. We're about to come up on the two buildings that we've constructed. Well, he's going to go on down. So. Did you? Okay. Beautiful views. There you can see we've done a cut and fill because of the slope of the ground.
How wide is that road?
It's 20 foot. Yeah, 20 foot. Right. Single loaded on one side. We're about to the end of the asphalt.
Do you have any kind of timeline on the development?
We need to ask our economic leaders when that will be.
Yeah. Guess that's it. That's the end of the video.
Where did the gravel start?
That's all I can mean.
Right at the end of that.
I know, but what, on your plat though. While we're fresh, you got that fresh in our minds.
I've got your plats up here too.
Yeah.
Okay. The gravel actually starts right about here.
Right there.
We go around here a little bit further. It's right about here.
Can you put that up?
Can you
show it up on the...
Yeah. And then
there's...
Is
the laser pointer up there?
Or? So they came down this street here, and the gravel ends, or gravel starts from about right here. And this is all, you can see this is all cut in. That one's actually cut in, but it's not as improved as well. This is your road down. Your two townhomes are here that are built today. There's a foundation here ready to go. And your estate lots are in this cul-de-sac right here.
Okay.
The land itself is like a big tortoise shell. And of course, here's the lake. And so the center of that, the highest point, is right in here. And it's like a tortoise shell. Drops off this way, drops off this way.
Like right here. Yeah.
So, first of all, I appreciate y'all being here this evening. I know you're busy, and it's my understanding you don't meet very often. And really what... instituted this request is the actions of the county to change the ability for duplexes with common wall to have whole ownership. I think where that really becomes important for the property rights of the folks is that with some of the governmental changes, there's more financing options available to those folks related to whole ownership as opposed to condominium. So at the time, we only had condominium available. And now you give the ability for the people to actually own their side of the duplex, which is desirable to them. And that's something that's not necessarily new. I mean, if you went back to Boston, they had brownstones for many, many years in next door to each other. But it was new to Taney County. So the plan itself has been approved. Nothing in the facility would change, but what precludes the variances is the difference between having the whole ownership and condominium. Topography, the narrowness doesn't allow us to make the appropriate changes that would fit into today's code for whole ownership, and that's the reason for the request for the variances. And I want to make sure one thing's clear. We have the variance 2 and 3. The request 2 and 3 is on those parcels. The request number 1 is then on everything except what's marked as 8, the estate lots. And so I'm happy to answer all of the questions. To your credit, you guys did a great job of laying out the situation. So,
from our packet, we see that the recorded portions are right now just the 4 condominium buildings and the ground that they sit on.
Yeah, and that was planned because we knew that this possibly was coming. And the attorney suggested at that time that we just plat those 4 or just do a declaration of condo for those 4 units.
And when did you start this development?
2007.
Okay.
Is when we, when did we purchase it? I think about 2007. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not aware of any plans at that time for a whole ownership to come into play in the place of
that's right. Yeah. And we did not build, the first stage was the estate lots. So the actual townhomes would have been after 2007, yeah.
Okay.
And we actually sat down and met with, at that time, Ron Hershend and Frank, and talked about the plans for whole ownership. And quite frankly, at that point in time, they assured us that it was well-reasoned, it was being done in the city of Branson, and they would work on it.
Okay.
So.
Questions?
Are those 4 units occupied? Or
there's 2 of them that are sold. I still own 2.
Okay.
Okay.
And will those be part of
actually, yes. When the folks purchased those, they signed a document to agree to transfer them to whole ownership when that would happen. So we had anticipated this possibility. Yeah. It's better for them.
The side lot setback, you're asking for 2 feet on each lot. Is that, am I understanding that right? So if I got lot 1 and 2 here, essentially we're asking for 4 feet, two for this lot, 2 for this lot?
No.
Or are we just going for 2 feet?
Actually, it was the 2 foot difference is it was 5 foot and it went to 7 foot. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking for the 5 foot each side.
So it's right now is 5 foot.
10
we're
foot.
Not changing anything that
no.
you've got now.
No. That's right. It would be minimum of 10 foot in between.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I thought I read somewhere in here that your original measurement was based on corner of foundation.
That's what the county required was foundation to foundation. And the county actually has changed the code to overhang to overhang.
So your overhang is going to be 24 inches or?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why you're asking for the
yes.
2 feet there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think where the 2 foot comes in is it's today it's 7 foot. We had 5 foot, and that's the difference. It's 2 foot difference.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Mr. Chairman.
Mark.
It seems to me that some of the hardship in this case is, truly created by the code the way it was, and you living up to the code, getting an approval. But the desire all along was to do it in a manner that allowed whole ownership, for the financing reasons that you mentioned. Therefore, when it changed, through no fault of yours, in going to that plan for whole ownership, it certainly is through no fault of Mr. Myers, but I do understand this request.
We have always had a overhang setback requirement. We've never used a concrete foundation as a side setback. It has always been the overhang.
Okay.
Okay. Now, because that was new to me, because we've always counted the overhang. I mean, because safety reasons, one by itself, to allow vehicles to go in between units to fight fires in the back or the adjoining ones needed that extra clearance.
Yeah. Now I'm totally confused because I thought I had this clear in my mind. Obviously, I did not.
I read that too. Do you have the dimensions right now? Obviously, you must have of the platted buildings that are existing. Do they meet the 7-foot requirement, or do they meet less than that requirement?
Let me find out.
Okay.
So right now it's 7 foot from the lot to the foundation and a 2-foot overhang. So it's really, each one of the units is actually 14 foot apart from each other, 2-foot overhang on each side. So the overhangs are 10 foot apart. So foundation to property line is 7 foot each, so they're 14 foot apart. Each building has a 2-foot overhang on each side. So it's 10 foot from overhang to overhang. I'm sorry I misled you.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
But going forward with this, the 2 foot, then do you actually get, you're going, if we're going from overhang to overhang, you need to ask for more than the 2 foot on your variance.
So he's asking for a 5-foot setback rather than a 7-foot setback.
Okay, 7 feet. Yeah. But still, well.
So that would be overhang to overhang 5 foot?
No.
Line to overhang 5 foot?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And then that would be. Yeah.
That's the 2 feet right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still too far to jump across.
Something seems to simple and make it so hard.
Yeah.
Have you considered, or have you gone back to your plans to see if you could not meet the at least one of these variance requests on a setback, like the sidelines to be 7 foot?
You know,
you have not platted it yet.
Yeah.
And you haven't done anything other than add this extra building foundation.
What we did is we basically wanted the development to, when it develops, to do it in harmony and consistency. And so there's a certain amount of density that made sense and common elements that made sense. And so the reality is all the buildings have been laid out, and you see them on there. All the buildings basically have been laid out. And there's a substantial amount of infrastructure already in position. So it'd be a tough deal. And as far as the front setback, topography wise, it wouldn't be possible. Yeah.
Even though you're building the two units on 17,600 square feet.
Well, that includes the common elements in those particular areas. Okay, so in total, those areas do encompass that much. But the houses are grouped together, so it would be a tough deal.
So are the, what you've got laid out, are they also the same dimension?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all planned to be the same for consistency and harmony. Yeah.
Okay. Because request that was they allow the duplexes to be the same square footage for the lot as a single family residence.
Right.
Which is, scratches my head a little bit, but that's all right. They made the decision. What becomes of parcel 1, 2, and 3? The density of those units are...
It wasn't envisioned that those would be duplexes. That's real condos, or it could be timeshare, highest and best use. So we're not asking for the variance other than the road variance because of the topography in that area. But as far as the setback, we're not asking for that because the real long-term plan, at least today, would be condos.
So you want to still stay with the condominium concept on part of it and change the whole ownership on the other.
Yes, and that's why we're not asking for a variance on those setbacks on those particular parcels.
Okay.
Good questions.
Well, I had to read this through several times before I could come up with the whole scope of things.
Confused me.
Because if you look on there, six just encompasses, 10 units?
Is there a laser pointer up there?
No.
Yeah, actually, six is this. Six is this.
So it starts actually all the way.
Five is this. Seven is here up to, this is a chapel, and then here's the other. So it's four districts, but it's all of these towns.
Well, your legend up there indicates phase number six is 10 townhomes.
Could be. So you're saying six is this and then five is this. You know, it looks to me like right there could be a dimension line. Let me see if I've got it on the...
Because five has about 50...
15 on the one side of the street.
50 townhomes and on... Parcel 5.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So that street right there is 6. Those three areas is 5. That's 7. And that must be 4.
That's 4 up there. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Are you still planning on the chapel and the pool and the other elements that you have on the plan, or?
Yes, right now we would be.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion or
Do we need to, separate this out into the street being one?
Well, there are three different elements to this, yes.
Okay.
One would be the streets and the infrastructure that's already in place or will be on the balance when it's finished. And I have understand that. Number one, number two is the setback on the sides, and number three is the
front footage setback.
And your slope from this basically is the top of that ridge. Your slope from there to there pretty well dictates long and narrow. Same way here, going this way, long and narrow.
This was approved, what, in 2007? Is that where I read? Or
mm-hmm. It was master plan in 06. I think the Division 3 was in 06.
And that was before we had the street.
Mm-hmm.
20-foot was the norm.
And you can see, because of the topography, every one of those streets is single-loaded.
Yeah.
One side.
Are the existing condominium units, those four units, are they 20-foot back from the street?
I believe so. I think they're maybe just a little bit more on a couple of them, but 20 is the minimum, yeah.
Utilities run on the same side of the street as the condominium, both sides of the street. Got some of the utilities.
It'll be on the same side. Oh, yeah, and your sewer.
And electric and everything's on the same side with the units.
Yeah.
So essentially that 20 foot's pretty well taken up as easement, or as utility easement too.
Yeah.
And I take the treatment plant is working.
It's actually on city sewer. This development's on Branson City Sewer, even though it's not inside the city limits of Branson.
Okay.
Did it extend that far up when they come to Chateau?
Well, It's a long story.
Well, I was kind of in on part of that.
It's back, a long story.
Back when, but I didn't know how it all. I didn't know how it all turned out.
These landowners over here, I kept asking the question, and every time somebody told me this will never work, everybody kept saying yes. And these landowners over here, Mr. Earls, we all cooperated, and we built a lift station right there that runs, has a line that runs up the hill.
So number 13 then is not the wastewater treatment plant.
No, it was. It was at one time.
And, hey, you got a piece of property there.
It was at one time. Yeah. Okay. And it's a long story.
You'll be back for that parcel someday.
Yeah, it's a long story. That right now it's flat, waiting for that sewage treatment plant. So yeah. And we feel fortunate to be, you know, to protect the water and be on the city sewer.
It's a better thing all the
way.
I'd make a motion, but I wouldn't know how to make it.
Okay. Any further discussions at all?
I'd just ask if anybody's interested in a division. I'm comfortable with all three requests.
I said I would make a motion, but I wouldn't know how to phrase it.
Oh.
Sorry. Well,
Mark wanted to make all three into one motion. The only thing I'm uncomfortable about is the fact that we've got an unplatted large parcel of ground asking for the same variance requests and without anything being surveyed to show where the hardships really lie with the topography and with the utility lines, other than for his request. I can understand your request by all means, Gail. Normally we do variance requests on a particular
platted subdivision.
Well, not necessarily on the platted subdivision, but on the particular lot that might be in question, let alone the whole subdivision.
Well, I visited with my attorney about that, and here's what he said. He said, do you really, and will they really want you to come back every time you do this for another variance? And the answer is probably no. I don't want to come up here, and you guys probably don't want to see me every time we do something new out here. And also, the subdivision has to develop in harmony and consistency. I think that makes great sense. So if your concern is that I would do something different,
I'm not going there at all.
Yeah.
We just did a development where they were able to adhere to the existing standards without any question about it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
It seems to me that there's a particular number of lots approved and certain unit numbers. And if you would make a change simply because of the type of ownership, that would mean there may not be as many units by the time you got done having to move 2 foot or 4 foot more between each one of those buildings. So that, to me, it would be a financial hardship when you devise a plan, build the roads, and you make the investment for X number of units, long range, and then because we've simply changed the type of ownership, which is now allowed and wasn't then, he's not able to complete that number of units. Okay. To me, that's a hardship. I see no safety difference with it being a condominium style, which was approved, and changing, you know, to the whole ownership type.
Not to belittle the point.
But I see Dave's point.
He does have the option to stay with the condominium project too.
With it not being
with the same density.
Being platted, then.
Not trying to give you a hard time.
That is an option.
I'll ask for a motion if you all are comfortable with.
I'd make a motion that we approve the three variance requests before us by Meyer Land Development and the other company, Meyer
Land LLC.
Land LLC.
Second.
I've got a Motion made and seconded to grant the variance request on all three variance requests, 1, 2, and 3. Any further discussion at all? The infrastructure is already in on the whole development. Or will be when it completes.
Well, basically what we're doing is approving these variances so that the style of ownership can change rather than any physical alteration to the project, which already has been approved.
In a nutshell.
Since the code changed, you got it. They're wanting to change.
And if the changes weren't made, it'd have to stay as condominium and all the problems inherent with that. Okay.
Call for the vote then. Mark, how would you vote?
Yes.
In favor of the variances?
In favor.
David?
In favor.
Tom?
In favor.
Bob?
In favor.
Chairman, likewise, in favor. So you have your variance request.
Thank you so much. Meyer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We have a review of an approval of minutes from the last meeting of...
I'll move to approve as typed.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No. Minutes have been approved. Beg your pardon? David made the motion. Mark seconded it. I heard him.
Yes.
I did.
Olden.
I didn't hear it either.
Any old business or new business?
No, Mr. Chairman. No old or new.
I've got, yes, there is.
Big pardon?
Variance request next month. For next month.
Mr. Chairman, if you give me a minute, I had the opportunity to attend a very interesting meeting. Mayor Presley called, and the city of Branson had a training for their Board of Adjustment and their Board of Appeals. And I got to attend that, and they had and I'm not on either of the boards, but they had somebody from the Municipal League come in and teach it, that was a land planner from up north and very involved in it. And for me, it was eye-opening, understanding there's a big difference between city and the way they operate and their Board of Adjustment and county. Evidently, these laws have been cobbled together over a period of time. For instance, our board, it takes, 3 people. Their board, it takes 4. Still 5 of us to pass, something. And I also inquired about my question, which last month, when I asked, could we have alternates? And the answer, he looked in the code, yes, both counties and cities can have alternates. The city hasn't had alternates in a long time. I don't believe they do today. They've had a vacancy for 18 months, but they just filled that vacancy. But I know they're looking into, as far as the city goes, they can have up to 3 alternates. And in the past, they've had 2, and I think they're going to try to get 2. I don't know the number that's allowed for the county, but I was, told that code does allow that. And it seems with all of our busy schedules, there might be a time, where we don't have a quorum. And, it's just a shame for somebody to be heard, because there's not a quorum. So I know that Mr. Atchley isn't here tonight, but I asked him to kind of look into that and get back to us. And I didn't expect this opportunity. I was very appreciative to be able to be there. It was an interesting meeting.
Who would appoint the alternates? Would it be
commissioners.
County commissioners. And they may not know that that's even possible, and maybe it is, but if you check with Bob and he thinks it's a good idea, I'd make suggestions to look into it, and they can find qualified person that would be willing to do it.
How do we get that class here?
I don't think it would cost a whole lot, probably a day's travel for this man from the Municipal League. It was very informative.
So you could have one alternate.
That's interesting.
And I don't know if they put any of it online. Sometimes they broadcast stuff and archive it. We may be able to get it from the city. Call the Planning and Zoning Department. Somebody's going to have a recording of that.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you.
But you just need one.
I think, Juanita, As far as I can remember, in my tenure, which is about 19 years, we've only had two meetings that we didn't have a quorum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since you could, yeah, we used to have problems early on when I worked here.
Well, we're,
it's not better.
Yeah. We all have.
So I commend everybody for their attendance, and unfortunately, we had a lack of communication or lack of somebody reading something last week or last month in order to.
Don't know how to read.
To ask the members and see, would you all like to have your packets sent to you by email, or would you rather have them delivered?
How? What's I asked you this earlier, but